going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The last one. It's going to be bittersweet. Our daily mock at 1 o'clock as we do every day, where we scour the internet for a new mock draft. And we react to see what happens today. We're doing mine. This is my mock draft I created. Anyone can make a mock draft. It's not that hard. Here's my mock draft. Number one overall. It's going to be Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, Travis Hunter. We're going to check in on that Twitter poll. More likely to be a bust or a Hall of Famer. Travis Hunter, number two to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter, New York Giants. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU to the Patriots. Number five, Hugh, I think the Jaguars are going to take your guy. I think it's going to be Ashton Jeanty, number five.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
Well, he's got to go to Jacksonville?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough spot.
What do you got against Jacksonville?
A lot.
Does she do anything for us?
Jacksonville's different, man.
I mean, what are we paying
the people
for?
In Jacksonville, you know, I know they probably get mad at me talking about Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah,
like
they
that,
do.
But
yeah.
It's different. It's the most, how can I say this, in the kindest way possible. It's a polarizing city.
You don't need to say it in kind of way. Just say with all due respect first, and then whatever you say after that.
With all due respect.
Say whatever you want.
It's the armpit of America.
Wow. Pretty strong.
I feel like that's going easy on them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's Jacksonville's different. It is.
All right. He goes number five. It's their new coach tries to help out Trevor Lawrence. Their Ashton Jeanty. All right. Let's go down to the Eagles. But Hugh, we don't have to go down to 32. I'm predicting a trade in my mock draft. What do you think about this trade? The Eagles jump up from number 32 to number 24. They move with the Minnesota Vikings, and they surrender the 32nd pick, the 96th pick, and a fourth rounder. So they're giving up 32, 96, and a fourth rounder to get from 32 to 24 to select Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon. Hugh, what do you think? In my mind, both Mason Graham and Walter Nolan are going to be off the board. So this is the best defensive tackle available. And I don't think he's getting to 32, so they move up. Derek Harmon, Oregon.
6'4", 313 pounds, go around like a 4.95 in the 40. I mean, that's moving for a big fella like that. But I look at him like he's a Spartan. Like, he only played Oregon 1 year, so to me, he's a Spartan.
He transferred from Michigan State to Oregon.
Yeah, but no, I don't have a problem with this guy, man. I think he would come in and he would fit well. There was a lot of his video that I saw. He had a great game against Boise State. He was all over their quarterback. Good size, long arms. I don't have a problem with this pick.
So when I was looking stuff up about him, they had a video from the Combine, and they put up his measurables, and they compared it to someone who had been in the Combine in the past. Like, he's almost identical, like his speed, his power, his size, arms, to Chris Jones. That was the comp they had.
Yeah, yeah, and I can see that. I can see that plays well with the arm length, you know, sheds, blocks pretty good. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm a Derek Harmon guy. Yeah. Kyle, trading up for a defensive tackle?
You know what? I think I've talked myself so far into just trading it for J.J. Watt.
You're going to be disappointed. Are you going to be happy with anything tonight?
No, I'm going to be a brat.
Okay.
I'm going to be a brat
I can
tonight.
See that. Yeah. Come in tomorrow. I'm annoyed at anything. Anything they do. I like Harmon. Trading up for him might be the way to get him. And I don't think any of these good defense tackles are going to follow the Eagles. To me, that's where the premium is in the NFL right now. All right. Twitter question here, which is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We had quite a few polls up today about the Phils and about Hugh Douglas and about whatever else we were talking about. Oh, Travis Hunter. All right, here's what we got. Poll number one, which was about the Phillies. Is it too early? Still too early to panic. I'm imagining most people saying no. 68% saying not too early to panic on those Phillies, and I agree with that because
it didn't take too long.
Last week it was too early. Now, yeah. A sweep from the Mets will do that.
Yeah.
It's going to hit you. It really does.
It's the equivalent of like if the Eagles had gone 2-2 to start the season like they did, but the Cowboys were the team to blow them out.
Yeah.
Like it would, I mean, it was a meltdown here, mm-hmm. but like,
oh, a bigger meltdown. Will Hugh Douglas make it until midnight tonight on our draft show?
Zero chance.
85% voting no. That one was a lopsided one.
Yeah, I'm going to make it. I ain't got no choice. Because then I had to go to work in the morning, so I gotta suck it up.
Yeah, well, you do.
Suck it up.
But doesn't mean you won't drift off by accident.
No, I won't drift off. I'm going to drink some coffee, man. I had me a tasty cake. I got the sugar.
I had the sugar.
You're going to crash on us.
I mean, that's how you're doing.
You're going coffee and sugar at 1 p.m., buddy.
Coffee and sugar.
This feels like...
Because this is usually
my
nap
time. Stress.
You know what I might just do?
You say this is usually your nap time?
Well,
it's
after
1
the
o'clock.
Show, after the show, oh. I usually go home and lay down. You know what I might just do, man, just to give myself a better shot? I just might just go home and lay down for a bit.
Actually, I think it's the best idea.
I probably just need to go.
Yeah,
okay, last poll today. Travis Hunter more likely to be a Hall of Famer or a bust? 74% I say bust. They're scared of real talent here, and they just say no on the Hall of Famer thing. All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. We got Rob at Delco's up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I think I might have it for you at the end, but... Let me start off by saying, well, first of all, good afternoon, Hugh. Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Good afternoon, Rob. What are we thinking?
Listen, two things real fast. I think, Joe, that's way too much for me to move up. Just 8 spots. When you first were saying it, Joe, Hugh, he's building up. I thought we were going into, like, the top 15, top 10 with what you want to give up, Joe. That was just 8 spots, right?
20, eight spots? I'm trying to secure the player. I'm trying to secure the player.
Yeah, but I want to make a move. I want that kid from, listen. I'm with you about the defense. Give me that kid from Penn State. I want to move up, Joe, and get that tight end from Penn State, Tyler Warren.
Well,
I would love it.
I mean, he might go top 10, top 15. That's a big move up.
And, Hugh, I want to give a name out that I think you will love and I will love, and we don't need it, but I just want him. I want that Cam Scatterboo from Arizona.
Scatterboo, the running back. Yeah, I like him. Hugh. I like him. I want him at the first pick, though.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
He'll be nice putting with the exciting whites. Like the way.
I wonder where he goes. Third round, maybe?
Probably.
That's what I was going to say. Where do you think he goes? What round?
I would say third round if I had a guess.
Late second, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, I just think in this town, with the way we want to run the ball, I know they got to change the offense. It's got to involve a little bit more in the passing game, but he could give Saquon a break. I think he's fitting tremendous here. I think he'd be an incredible pick here.
He's a fun runner. I mean, he really is a fun runner.
And real fast on the fields before I give you my answer. I might be wrong. And usually Rob from Delco isn't now. I'm just saying. I don't think the manager is going to even make it to Memorial Day, Joe. That last straw with that comment he made about Noah pitching in the cold and about kind of like it's baseball. You know, what do you think?
Oh, the randomness, the one about randomness yesterday? It's random? Yeah. It's not random. Yeah. Your team's getting beat every night.
Yeah, you're getting your rear end handed every night. And, yeah, when he didn't come out the other night, when he could have got tossed on that, called third strike.
You know what, Rob? I'm glad you brought this up. There's something else happened in that game yesterday that we didn't mention today. He was late coming out of the dugout in the eighth inning when Castellanos was thrown out at home. Now, I don't think it would have been overturned, so I don't think it really cost them.
Right.
But he's got, whatever it is, 15 or 20 seconds to make that decision on to challenge. He was late. Could you imagine if it was clear he was safe and we missed it? I mean, I think people would have had him fired today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Listen, I was telling Kyle, I'm ready. You know, we got a slap here. Listen, I don't care if Boom, what you got, a 10-game hit streak?
Yeah,
11
yeah.
I care less. He's a joke. I want a third baseman to hit for some power.
I know.
You know, like, he's a slap hitter. We got a slap hitter in third base. We got a slap hitter in left field. You know, I call him Gabe Kapler, Max Kapler out in left field. You know what I mean? Like, we got – listen, you're supposed to be power spots. I know, you know, I mean, we got guys that – what they got, two home runs between the two of them?
Yeah, they do.
Two. I mean, like, it's, listen, we can't get rid of all the players here, and I understand it's not the coach's fault ultimately. But I just think we need a new voice in there, and I'm ready. I'm ready. I think it was Ron or somebody was saying, I'm ready to clean house. I'm ready to clean house, Joe. I really am. I'm counting down the days of training camp. So, you know, just get me through, keep me entertained a little bit during the summer. But that's where I'm at on the Phillies, guys.
Boy, I can't believe we're there already. It's April. It's April. That's it. I mean, it's a shame.
Yeah. I'm ready to clean house. I am. I mean, I'm tired of seeing, you know, Trey Rojas now. He's hitting 300, Joe. Let's trade him now. He's the next coming to Babe Ruth. He's hitting 300. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, well, you're not getting any arguments from me. Hugh might be really sad if they trade Rojas.
Oh,
if they keep going the route that they're going, nobody is going to be safe.
Well, I will give him credit. He's played well the last week. Nobody else has, but he's done a nice job the last week. All right, Rob, what's your guess for Hugh's clues?
All right, Hugh, I was trying to do a little research, but, you know, I was thinking, like, I'm going to go with Antonio Freeman, wide receiver.
Antonio Freeman, not a bad guess. We've gotten some good names the last few callers here. McNair, Antonio Freeman. Not there yet. All right, let's go to Matt and Broomall. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
So I'll start with the Phils. I mean, I know it's easy to say it's only April, but I'm definitely concerned. I mean, you look at the last three postseasons, how they ended. It ended the same way. The bats going ice cold. They have no idea how to play small ball and piece together runs. They didn't upgrade the lineup at all, and then the bullpen is just way worse. I mean, they had a great record last year, but from, like, July on, they're like a .500 baseball team. It's the same team as the end of last year, and they're just not a good baseball team. I mean, they have big names, but it just doesn't seem like they're going to be a team that's going to win a World Series unless they make some drastic changes. I don't see how you couldn't be concerned, honestly.
Yeah, and I hope they recognize that too, Matt, because I could see how it's easy to say, well, it's early. We, you know, it's a 162-game season. We got to let it play out. But I hope the owner and the GM realize at some point soon they got to shake something up, whether it's a trade or the manager's got to go, because if – You watch it every day, and it just looks the same. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, I mean, the starting pitching's been World Series caliber in the last three playoffs, but then now even it looks like they're kind of tailing off a little bit too. I mean, Lizardo looks great. Sanchez looks good, but now he's hurt, and Wheeler looks not as good as he normally does. Still good, and then we all know Nola's kind of falling off of a cliff as we speak. But, yeah, I mean, I don't see how you couldn't be nervous.
Yeah, and I feel those guys are probably feeling the pressure because they give a couple runs. Yeah. It's like, then what are we going to score today? All right, what do you feel on the draft? You need defense tonight?
And then I think 100% defense. I mean, we lost so much on defense, and I know people talk about how we had depth, but now we don't have depth, and I just don't see how you don't go defense, especially Kyle and Hugh saying receiver. Like, that's crazy.
These guys are nuts.
The whole time Jalen Hurts has been here, it's pretty obvious he doesn't support a third receiver, so I don't know why you would waste the pick there. I mean, you would have this, like, Matthew Golden would come in. Oh, yeah, he's got the flashy 40 time. He wouldn't get the ball. I mean, I don't see receiver at all.
Yeah, see, that's – you said it, Matt. We appreciate it. That's my thing with the third receiver. Not that it's bad to have speed or stretch the field or a good player. Like, I get it. That's what they traded for Dotson last year. They just don't throw the ball to that position. Hugh, I think we need a third clue for Hugh's clues.
Third clue.
Or, excuse me, fourth clue. Fourth clue.
We're here. Mm-hmm. We're here, people. This person shares a name with another historic shrimp.
Okay.
Short person shrimp.
Yeah. Like shrimp Douglas.
Short
like,
king. Like, yeah. You know, petite man, whatever you want to call him.
Petite man.
Petite, like, let me be clear, because we're in crunch time.
Yes, yeah. Examples.
Petite man means like a shorter individual. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this person shares a name with a famous
historic.
Famous historic.
Historic petite man.
Shrimp.
Okay. So we have a player from your draft class, the 95 yes. class. He was a teammate of one of your fellow
WIP employees.
Yep. He at one point led the NFL
in a major category.
Okay, and then he shares a name with someone who's a famous shrimp.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that last clue, I think, it brings it home.
Yeah. Think about it, people. Like, think about it. Think. I'm trying to help him out, Joe, because, you know, somebody's going to, the next guest, they're going to say something crazy, and we're going to sit here.
Now, here's a question.
Like, think about it.
Now, I'm sure you guys crossed paths at some point. Now I'm going to look up some box scores. Did you play against this player at some point? You had to, right?
You know what? I think so. I think it was my rookie year.
Okay.
Or the second year.
Let's see what that guy did against you. Because if he's saying he led the league in some stats, maybe
I remember.
He did it against you.
I can't give away too much. Okay. But he was bona fide now. He was a good player. He's a really I'm giving away too much. I got to be quiet.
Okay. Oh, I found it. Yeah, you're part of the reason why he was doing well stats-wise.
Yeah. Was it my first year in the league?
It was.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas, your defense gave 47 points to this team.
No, I think I was hurt. That was late in the season, right? I think I was hurt.
Oh, wow. How about this? No, you were on the field. You had a sack. Didn't do much else that day. Let's go to Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren?
I was hurt that day.
I'm going to give you the answer because I had it before you said the clue. How about Michigan's own Tyrone Wheatley?
Ah!
You're close. I mean, you're in the same
ballpark.
Yeah, he just said the wrong player.
I like your confidence, though.
Yeah, no,
the
me
confidence
too.
The confidence was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
No,
didn't pronounce it wrong. You just said the wrong name.
Right neighborhood, wrong house.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're not.
It's all right. All right, Darren, what do you think on the Phils?
I mean, I think everybody needs to calm down between Rob. I don't think he should be allowed to call WIP anymore. You want to trade Bryce Harper? You want to calm down? It's April. Like, yes, it doesn't look pretty, but no, come on, stop it. Like, no, y'all, we do this every year. We do too far. Like, we over panic and then it's fine. Or no, stop it.
Well, I agree with you on that. We're not a trade Harper range.
Entertain me till training camp. Like, are you guys just not base? Just say you're not a baseball fan. But that's how I take it. Like, no. Just stop the ball. Just relax. I do agree. Unfortunately, Topper's going to be the scapegoat, you know, because they need a new voice. But you can't trade Harper's contract. You can't trade, Trey's contract. There's no way. So, I mean, you can't even get rid of, Walker's contract. So how do you know what I'm saying? You can't tear this team down.
Right. If they continue playing like this, it's going to be more like Real Muto and Schwarber because they're in the final years of the deal. Like, that's
more, more reasonable.
They have 1 year left.
Yeah, right.
You know, but, like, it's just stupidity to panic like that. Like, I mean, it stinks. It's horrible to lose to the Mets. I agree. It's, you know, explicits and beers were drank last night. But, no, it's April. If this was, like, after Memorial Day, maybe my panic level would be at like a 5 or a 6, but we're still what? How many days into what? We're less. It's not even. The season's not even a month.
No, we're like, 25 games in. Yeah.
Yeah, like that. I'm like, calm down, chill. Like, I mean, I hate to quote the man, but relax.
I'm trying this, but the Mets, I hate the Mets, Darren. They're the worst.
I hate the Mets with a passion. Like, every time I drive by the stadium when I'm driving clients up and down, I tempted to, like, just want to just firebomb the stadium, you know. But, you know, I hate them. We all do. But, like, no, it stinks. It's like losing to the Cowgirls. We hate it with a passion.
Yeah, there's no question. Darren, man, we preached the phone call, and you were close on the guests. I think it's a combination of it's been a few weeks of not good baseball. It's the same team as last year for the most part, the lineup most especially. And Hugh, it was like deja vu because it looked like the playoff series. They got big hits. They got big outs. They play with a confidence against the Phillies. Like, they're not scared of them at all. And that stinks.
Yeah, man. And it's the confidence that they're playing with. And it looks like, you know, for the game to go the way that it did yesterday and the Phillies come out swinging and them to win it in the fashion that they won it in. That was a tough pill to swallow. It really, really was.
It showed you, or for me, it showed me how little I feel good about the Phillies right now. Because I never thought at any point they were going to win yesterday. And they had Wheeler going. But I didn't think they were going to win before the game.
Yeah, I thought that before the game. I thought they would win.
They got the hit to take the lead in the 10th. But my first thought was they needed more runs. Because they only got the one run the top of the 10th. They needed that second run, and they didn't get it in. And I was like, oh, God, they're going to lose this game. That's how I knew really how I felt about the team. All right, let's grab Jake and Delco. We are close to giving away this prize, a $100 gift card to Sunoco here. Hugh, I thought that Darren had it. The way he approached it, the way he said
No, he was confident.
He was really close. Jake and Delco's up. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Jake?
What's up, man?
You want to do the Hughes Clues last or first?
However you feel.
Well, how
feel confident
are you?
I was until the thing about somebody sharing the same name.
He shares the same name as
a famous shrimp.
A famous shrimp, yeah.
Shrimp. Are they a sports shrimp?
No.
Historic famous shrimp.
Historic shrimp, but not a sports shrimp.
How about Curtis Martin?
It's not Curtis Martin.
What Damn. Curtis is a shrimp?
Who's the short Curtis you're thinking of?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is the best I can come up with.
I got you. All right. Yeah, well, you're on a similar track there as our last one. All right, what do you think on the Phils?
I did a lot of homework, too. Anyway. The Phils, you know, a couple callers ago, the guy said they're so obviously broken, and everybody knows it. And that's true. It's starting to – you can do comps with other teams that turn it around, but it just doesn't feel like it, man. It feels like this is played out. It does.
So, Jake,
it's a bummer.
Yeah, you can't – so it's interesting because you could do a comp to anything, right? It's however you want to view it, it's almost like how you view what you're seeing. So you can make a comp like, you know, the Eagles last year, sure. You also can make a comp, Jake, and I was thinking about this one this morning. Dombrowski's Tigers, before he came to Boston and then here – they went to the World Series in 2012. They went to the LCS in 2013. They went to the first round in 2014. And then by 2015, they got old and they weren't a good team. And I hope that's not the case, but that could be it too.
Well, last night feels like a backbreaker. The nature in which they lost in extra innings. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it was a game that they had so many opportunities to win, and they got a good enough game from Wheeler that they should have scratched off some runs against that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's over. Keep me entertained till the Eagles. I'm officially in that crowd.
No.
Oh, wow. We're getting a lot of those today. Jake, man, we appreciate it. Enjoy the draft tonight. Hugh, we're going to go to the final segment
without giving this segment.
All right, let's let people marinate on it.
You want me to give them an easier clue?
Well, how about this? Let's roll through the first four clues. You give the fifth. We're giving a fifth clue today.
Yes.
And then people will marinate for a few minutes.
The fifth clue is going to bring it on home.
All right, so what do we got? What are the four so far?
Part of my draft class.
1995 draft pick.
He played with a WIP employee, not my employee, but an employee.
Teammate of someone else here at WIP.
Yes, he was an offensive player that led the NFL in a major category.
Okay.
Shares a name with a famous historic midget.
Okay.
And this person, the person that he shares a name with, this is going to give it away for him.
Okay.
He was the former king of Italy.
Okay.
And a general.
Hold on.
That was France.
Yeah. It wasn't Italy, bud.
No, it was. It says former king of Italy.
Was he?
That's what... Joe.
I believe you.
I don't.
Are we sure this is the same? The guy?
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
Mm. No.
It does say that. Oh. I mean, his Google is right. I mean, it says that.
It ain't AI. It says the Google-A. That's what my Google-A says.
Can we make it a little simpler? He was in charge of a famous army.
Well, I said general.
Yeah, general. I know, but
okay, he was in charge of a famous army.
Yeah.
How about that?
We good now? Kyle's still not happy with the whole thing.
He's not. I'm telling you, Kyle. I'm gonna show it to you.
It does say it.
I'm not lying.
See, this is why I'm not on AI and robots. Out. 215-592-9494. For final segment for your phone calls coming up. Are you panicking about the Phils, the draft? Plus, something that could be changing how the NFL views draft prospects forever. Interesting take on it. I heard from Ross Tucker this morning. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And listen to my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all your favorite player props. Now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or put up a triple-double, you could check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You'll get started with $250 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.